All my life I've been told there really was no doubt where I was headed, what hell was all about. From the depths of my despair I cried unto the Lord when he reached out his hand to me, a new man.
Cleanse and complete, wash me whiter than the snow. Up there on that cross, he hung all my shame. Redeemed and forgiven, I've been born again.
Since Jesus set me free, rescued from religion and the hopelessness of sin, peace now that I have found began to unfold. In fellowship I have with him worth more than any gold.
One drop of his blood is all that it took to cleanse and complete, wash me whiter than the snow. Up there on that cross he hung all my shame. Redeemed and forgiven, redeemed and forgiven, I've been born again. I've been born again.
Over the years, I've been teaching on the message of salvation, because when I became a Christian, I couldn't believe my good fortune. Before I was a Christian, I was in a religious organization that taught people that thought you had to be a good person and that you had to keep all the rules, and in the end God will put you in the balances, and if your good outweighs the bad, that's when you get into heaven. Well, as you grow up, as you become a teenager and you get into your early years of adulthood, if you're honest with yourself, you begin to see and find out that you're not trying your best. You can clearly see in your own self that many times you're not even trying at all to be a good person as far as God is concerned. Your idea of God is somebody who sits up there in heaven and he keeps a sharp lookout on every mistake you make and he writes them down. That's what we were told from a very young age. But when I found the Lord Jesus Christ, or should I say when he found me, everything changed. I began to realize and understand how good God was. By studying Scripture, I started to understand the heart of God. He is willing that none perish. A far cry from the idea that I had growing up. And this is why I want to bring the message of salvation to as many as I possibly can. Because one of these days, we all will be cut short. There is a day and a time coming when God will close up this dispensation of time. And whoever will be ready to go into the kingdom will be ready. The Bible teaches us where the tree falls, there it shall lie. And I know by studying Scriptures, it is the person, it is up to us to determine where we will be when we die. Will we be separated from God for the rest of eternity, or will we be with God throughout eternity, enjoying ourselves for what we were created for? The Bible teaches us that we were created for the pleasure of God, to have pleasure in Him and Him having pleasure in us. So we need to understand that God is a good God. He's willing that none perish. He's calling out to everyone that is alive on this planet Earth to repent, turn to Him, and ask Him for salvation. And once God opens your eyes and your heart, it is easy to see how things work. All you have to do is make a step in that direction. But if you're nonchalant about the situation, if you don't care, then you'll never really understand the goodness of God. So today I'll teach on this interesting message. But before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before You in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that You will open people's hearts to Your goodness. You will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your grace, and I ask You to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. The other day, I was listening to a pastor, and he explained something that I found very intriguing. He said, he brought it out this way. When you ask young people, or most people today, especially the young, you tell them to live according to God's principles. They have no, many have no idea what the principles of God are because they do not study the Word of God. Yes, they will enter a church. They will join a church. And as we look upon the church world today, we can clearly see that many preachers, many people who are in the pulpit today, don't even have a clue about the grace of God. I've listened to some, to quite a few over the airwaves, and I'm amazed at how they view God. You can listen to them for an hour and you will not hear the grace of God. You will not hear the judgments of God. You will not even, they don't even seem to explain what true salvation is. So what I recommend everybody is this. You need to study the Word of God yourself. It's like anything that you're interested in. If you're interested in music, if you're interested in history, or whatever these things are that you're interested in, you don't just listen to people talking about it. You study it for yourself until you begin to understand it. And that's the way it is with the principles of God. You study them for yourself. The Bible is an open book. It gives you very, very clear instructions. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, in verse 19, the Bible teaches us this. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So this is a scripture that we all can understand. We either choose life or death. And here is how I view choosing life or death. You can either search it out for yourself in the Word of God, or you can maybe trust somebody else, let's say a pastor or a preacher, and allow him to search it out for you. And that is a dangerous thing to do, because every human being, every pastor, every teacher, they have some mistakes. and they could lead you into error. God wants to speak to you yourself. So you need to seek it out for yourself in Scripture through reading the book. That's when God can lead you in the paths of righteousness. This is why we see the fear today in the situation that the world is in. This is why we see the confusion today. People, instead of studying the Word of God, depend on their teachers and preachers. And I'm not saying that this is wrong to listen to these people. I'm saying you need to seek a relationship with God for yourself and not depend on somebody else. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, in verse 20, it tells us this, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, the length of thy days, and that thou mayest dwell in the Lord, that thou mayest dwell in the land the Lord swore unto thy fathers, that you may live safely in the land that was given to your fathers. It's as simple as that. God has you in a place where he wants to use you, but you have to find the Lord your God for your own self. You have to have that relationship so that you can be of use to him. If you're going to be like a reed that is tossed in the wind, going from teacher to teacher, church to church, and not having a relationship with God yourself, you're going to be confused, and you're going to end. The worst thing is your family will end up in confusion, and we can see that all over the place. I am a pastor. I know what I see and I know what I'm talking about. The confusion that is out there, especially now in these days with the coronavirus, it's unbelievably hopeless with many, many people. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 in verse 11, listen to this. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it down unto us, and that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. The Bible teaches us it is not far from us. The Word of God is very close. If we just start studying it, he will bring the revelation to us. He is there waiting for us to make the first move. But alas, far too many people neglect and don't go in that direction. Deuteronomy chapter 30 in verse 14, it says, the word is near in unto thee in thy mouth. The word, listen, the word is very near unto thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. It is your choice. You can make the choice. I have ministered to young people, and I have noticed that they lean towards doing what is not good because of their youth, the lusts of the flesh. It doesn't take long, then their older people are ready, and they, you can clearly see the confusion in the way they operate. They have neglected to seek the good for their life, and that is the payment from Satan. God placed the Word of God into everybody's hands, especially here in North America, there is absolutely no excuse. And if a person truly wants that gold or that precious jewel, it's there for the taking. And if they will go for it, they're going to be rewarded. But if they don't, they will have nobody else to blame except for themselves. So I'm speaking to you, the listener, today. There is life and there is death to choose from. Regardless what you've heard about Christian and about churches and whatever else. When I listen to some testimonies, the path people go down to, the roads they take because they were hurt by that preacher or because they were hurt by that church, there is no excuse. You need to study the Word for yourself. Just because you rebel against God will not dethrone Him. He's still God. He's still up there. And He's still holding out His hand to you. So don't worry about teachers and preachers. Get to know Jesus yourself. And if you do find a good brother or sister or a pastor that you have known, that you know who he is, turn to him for advice. But make sure you know that he is out for the good. There are many out there today who are out for your money. They are out to bring a good big name to themselves. You have to be careful. I understand that. These days, many of those people are exposed. But if you truly want to know God, seek him out yourself. Seek a friend that has the same passion that you have and study the Word. Have a prayer meeting. Go get together at least once or twice a week to bring your request before your God. And after a while, you will find out that God has things planned for your life, and it'll fall right into place. I grew up in a very religious system. My idea of God was he was there to look out and make sure he catches you at every wrong. I had no idea that God was good. All I knew was, if I didn't behave, there was the eternal lake of fire waiting for me. But once God opened my eyes to his goodness, to his beauty, to his truth, I was never the same again. My life started to have purpose. I started to look forward to his coming back for me. I started to looking forward to bringing others to the Lord. Yes, God can give you an exciting life if you will only push yourself a little. Put yourself in a place where God can use you, where God can open your eyes and bring you into a place where you can do good for the kingdom of God. So open your heart to this. The Lord is willing that none perish. He wants to give you good days. He wants to give you joyful days. And he wants to give you passion for this life and the life to come. So let the Lord open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
I may have moments of but I don't let it worry me. It's just a feeling that comes and goes. My head may doubt, but my heart knows.
On this part of the program, I want to share a testimony I heard a guy give on YouTube. And the person had a very rough life. When he was 14 years old, he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He lived for God in his younger years. Then he made a statement that took me a little by surprise. He said, "The doctrine of once saved, always saved is a lie from Satan." So that got my curiosity going, because I have been preaching, once a person is truly born again, once he has a purchased possession, he stays that way. Nothing can change that fact. So he started telling his story, how slowly he walked away from God and got into drugs. And he came to the point where he even started looking for help. And the person, the preacher that he went to, offered to help him in a program to get rid of drugs. But then the preacher said to him, "That'll cost you $500 a month." And he walked out there and he cursed God and he cursed the preacher, and he said to God, "I will sin on every chance I can get. I will show the world what real sinners are." And I was thinking, "Oh, you fool, do you think that you're going to dethrone God by doing what you just said?" He even came to the point where he said that he would take a Bible and tear out the page where John 3:16 was written, and he would roll and he would fill it with dope and make a cigarette. And that's how he would try to come against God. And he would go into hard drugs until one day the drugs got him to have a heart attack. And that's when he died for a few minutes and found himself in hell. He said the demons were all over him. They were like slithering snakes. And then he screamed out to God for help. And God brought his hand down and took him out of that awful place. And the Lord asked him, "Why should I save you?" And he said, yes, I'm sorry, but I have really sinned against you, and I don't deserve forgiveness. But the Lord said unto him, I am a merciful God, and I will forgive you of your sin. And that's when he came to, and he said, in a heart that I knew, that I saw, was really repentant. From that time on, I started serving God. He became very emotional. And then it brought me back to what he said at the beginning. He said, once saved, always saved, is a doctrine from hell and is a lie from Satan. And I was thinking, if you wouldn't have accepted Jesus when you were 14, if you wouldn't have known about God, how would you have cried out to a God that you didn't know about? This is the question I, in my heart, put to that man. He wasn't a young man anymore. He was an older feller. And you could see in his face that he had been through an horrific life. And then the scripture of Psalm 107 in verse 17 came to my mind. It tells us, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. This is what happens to a person who knows God and decides in his heart to live for the devil, because that man had decided to start living for Satan. The warnings that are in the Bible and all maybe the teaching he got, he threw behind himself and started living for the devil. This is why I say you need a personal relationship with God. If you neglect the God that paid for your sin, that brought you into salvation, you can fall into horrifying situations, even to the point where God will have to rescue out of hell. So you need to open your eyes to these things. God is not mocked. What you sow, you shall reap. If you have asked Jesus into your heart, if you have asked him for salvation, and then later on decide you won't want nothing to do with it, you're going to start living for the devil, God has your number. He knows how to get your attention, even if it's bringing you out of hell. Yes, this man lived a horrible life of sin. He blasphemed God in his life of drugs and drunkenness. But when it came to the point where he saw what was in front of him, the demonic realm, the eternal lake of fire, he screamed out to God for help, and God was there to rescue him. This is a story that I find very intriguing. A person who has accepted Jesus and then turns away from God and lives for the devil. I do not quite understand it, but it seems like this is how some people are. So we need to open our heart to his call. We need to open our heart to his voice and live for him so that good days will follow us. Oh yes, we'll have trials and tribulations, but your heart will be satisfied with the one that you are serving. So open your heart to this incredible truth and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.